Inside Mac.
For Thursday, October 26th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. A bunch of updates were released by Apple today, from Final Cut to the iPod Shuffle. I'll tell you about them. Three new Apple retail stores are set to open in the coming months. And finally, iTunes listeners in Japan get to buy songs from Christina Aguilera. Apple was busy last night as they quietly confirmed a few updates. The company is now offering a 750-gigabyte drive as a build-to-order option with the new 24-inch Intel iMac. In addition, the drives are also available to customers buying a Mac Pro. The first 750-gigabyte drive replaces the standard drive shipped in these machines and is priced at approximately $350, while subsequent 750-gigabyte drives will cost around $520 each. In addition, the company announced that it has released Final Cut Express HD 3.5.1 via its software update utility. The update addresses compatibility on specific hardware, and a note within the latest version of the product manual states that it is a maintenance release and improves performance on Intel-based Mac computers. The update is available for direct download from Apple's website and also via macOS 10's software update facility. Apple has also released the iPod Shuffle Reset Utility 1.0 for Mac. The company said the iPod Shuffle Reset Utility restores the first-generation iPod Shuffle. The restore process completely erases all music and data on the iPod Shuffle and reinstalls software version 1.1.4. The reset utility is only for first-generation 512-megabyte and 1-gigabyte iPod Shuffles. Any other iPod, including second-generation iPod Shuffle, is not supported. And lastly, Apple has released MacBook SMC Firmware Update 1.1 via its software update pane and on the web. The company notes the SMC update improves the MacBook's internal monitoring system and addresses issues with unexpected shutdowns. This update is recommended for all MacBook systems, including those that received warranty repair. Apple is set to open three new retail stores in the coming months, one in Manhattan, which is actually the third store in New York alone. The other store is set to open in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the third store will be opening in Beijing. It will be Beijing's largest Apple-related store to date. The store will be located in Zhanhai Soho, which sits opposite the China World Trade Center and is considered to be at the heartland of Beijing. The BMG catalog is now being offered on the iTunes Store in Japan. The edition brings top Japanese and international artists to the store, including Alicia Keys, Avril Lavigne, Christina Aguilera, The Foo Fighters, and Outkast, to name a few. The iTunes Store in Japan now offers more than 2 million songs, 3,500 music videos, Disney and Pixar short films, 65,000 podcasts, and 16,000 audiobooks. Coming up, find out who the three My Dream App winners are when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. At Mac's 2006, Adobe introduced the public beta of Adobe Soundbooth software. The new software is used for creating and editing audio, as well as fixing common audio flaws using visually oriented tools. The company revealed Soundbooth to customers for the first time at the Mac's conference that is currently taking place in Las Vegas. Creative professionals will have the opportunity to test this new beta download and submit feedback to the Adobe Labs. Adobe Sound Booth is available for both Intel-based Macintosh and Windows systems. Quark released Quark Express 7.02. This is the update to the universal application for creating print and web-ready layouts. This update offers license transfer functionality, which enables users to move an activated license of Quark Express 7.02 or Quark Express Passport 7.02 to a new computer. The new version also includes supplemental language support for Quark Express 7 Passport customers that provides hyphenation support for additional languages. And finally, the update resolves a number of display, printing, output, graphics, language, and other issues. macOS users must install Quark Express 7.01 before installing version 7.02. And lastly today, the three winners of the My Dream App contest have been revealed. Michael Wan's cookbook application took third place. In second place, Farsad Sajjadi's Portal, and taking first place is Cameron Westland's Atmosphere. All three winners receive a MacBook and 15% royalties on sales of their application once it has been developed and released. The final round of votes attracted nearly 14,000 votes, and now the My Dream App team will begin developing the winning applications. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.